The second mother, now seeing which way the wind is blowing, tries to get the baby away from the other soldier.
Out! Out on thee, thief! My love, my lord, my life, my leaf, did never man nor woman grief to suffer such torment? Yet broken I will be. Have here one, two, or three, bear the king this from me, and that I it him send.
Come hither to me, Dame Parnell, and show me here thy son Snell, for the king has bid me quell all that we find moan.
My son? Nay, strong thief, for as I have good proof, do thou as my child any grief, I shall crack thy crown.
And the soldier kills the child on his spear.
Out, out, and woe is me. Thief, thou shalt hanged be. My child is dead. Now I see my sorrow may not cease. Thou be hanged on a tree, and all thy fellows with thee. All the men in this country shall not make thy peace. Have thou this, thou foul harlot, and thou knight to make a knot, and on buffet with this boot thou shalt have to boot. And thou this, and thou this, and thou those both shit and piss. And that if thou think we do amiss, go busk you to moot.
Yes, I'd like to point out that I'm not 100% certain it should be shit, it could be shite. It was spelt with an E, but of course a lot of E's are removed in the process of modernising the language. So it could have been, though thou both shite and piss, as opposed to shit and piss. Which I think shit works better, that's why I went for it. So another child down. And here we're getting to the child where everything's going to go a bit wrong after the child is taken away. So, second soldier.
Dame, show me thy child there. He must hop upon my spear. And if any pintle bear, I must teach him a play.
Nay, freak, thou shalt fail, my child shall thou not assail. He hath two holes underneath the tail. Kiss. And thou mayest say, be thou hardy, so stock-toed, to bide any wrong or bode, for all thy spear and thy goad, I rede ye, do but good. For, and thou do me any harm, or my child upon my arm, I shall found to keep thee warm, thou shalt never be so wood.
And the soldier kills the child.
Out! 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 You shall be hanged, all the rout thieves be you never so stout, full foul you have done. This child was taken to me to look to. Thieves, who be ye? He was not mine, as you shall see. He was the king's son.
And this is what we would call technically an oh shit moment, where the two soldiers realise that they've just killed the king's son. That's really, really not going to go down well. And in a moment they will have to tell the king this. Why they say they will have to tell the king this, the mother will do so herself. Well, certainly, shall we say in this case, the nurse. But she's going to do a bit of wailing first.
I shall tell, while I may dry, his child was slain before my eye. Thieves, thou shalt be hanged high. May I come to his hall. But, or I go, have thou one, and thou another, Sir John. For to the king I will anon to plain upon you all.
And here she goes to wherever Herod is in the stage, so presumably this is Herod's hall, and she now passes on the information.
Lo, Lord, look and see the child that thou hast took me. Men of thy own country have slain it. Hear the bean.
And here we have the stage direction in brackets. Irritated, I think, is mildly putting it. In a rage is how it should come across. So having found out that the child is dead and it's his own child, this is how Herod reacts. Fie, whore, fie, God give thee pine! Why didst thou not say that child was mine? But it is vengeance as drink I wine, and that is now well seen.
Yes, Lord, they see well right, thy son was like to be a knight, for in gold harness he was dight, painted wondrous gay. Yet never was I so sore affright when their spears threw him thrite. Lord, so little was my might when they began to fray.
He was right sicker in silk array, in gold and fire that was so gay, they might well know by this array, he was a king's son. What the devil is this to say? Why were thy wit so far away? Could thou not speak? Could thou not pray and say it was my son? Alas, what the devil is this to moan? Alas, my days be now done. I wot I must die soon, for damned I must be. This is one hell of a turnaround. Herod, having just found out his son is dead, almost immediately starts sort of decomposing before the audience and immediately starts to die, and we'll find out precisely how that goes in a moment. My legs rotten and my arms, I have done so many harms that now I see of fiends swarms from hell coming after me. I have done so much woe, and never good sith I might go, therefore I see now coming my foe to fetch me to hell. I bequeath here in this place my soul to be with Saphinaeus. I die now, alas, alas, I may no longer dwell. And here an indication is made that Herod has died, and a demon has either already entered. He may in fact be in front of a flock of demons to now drag Herod off to hell.
War, for now unwary wakes your woe, for I am swifter than is the doe. I am coming to fetch this lord ye throw, in woe ever to dwell, and with this croaked cranbrook your backs I shall clove, and all false believers I burn in a low, that from the crown of the head to the right toe I leave no hole fell. From Lucifer, that lord, I am sent to fetch this king's soul here present, and to hell bring him there be lent, ever to live in woe. There fire burns, blow and brent, he shall be there, this lord, verament. His place evermore therein is hent, his body never to go fro. No.
And at this point, there's a certain amount of audience participation, for he patently now turns to the audience and possibly whoever's serving beer at this point, as the next line will explain.
No more shall you, tapsters by my lutey, that fills their measures falsely, shall bear this lord company. The get none other grave, I will bring this into woe, and come again and fetch mo as fast as I may go. Farewell, and have good day.
It's always nice to have a polite demon. The demon exits, and immediately an angel appears to speak to Joseph and Mary, to tell them that everything's fine, they can now return to Judy.
Joseph, arise! And that in high, for dead now is your enemy. Take Jesu the child, and eke Mary, and wend unto Judy. Herod that would have you had you slain, he is marred both might and main. Therefore, hie ye home again in peace, now you shall be.
O Lord, that madest all of naught, it is skill thy will be wrought, now is dead. That has us sought, we shall never cease, till that we again be at home in our country. Now hope we well to live in Lee and in full great peace. Mary, sister, we must go to our land that we came fro. The angel hath bidden us so, my own dear sweet. On my ass thou shalt be, and my mantle under thee, full easily, sister. Leave thou me, and that I thee behead.
And once again the angel turns into Mary.
I thank you, sir, as I can. Help me that I wear upon. He that is both God and man, keep us in his tide.
Come hither, dear heart root, I shall soon be thy boot. Thou shalt soon ride each foot, and I will go by thy side.
And once again the angel will finish off this story, and will end it also with a song.
Now, you be ready for to go, Joseph and Mary also. Forsooth, I will not depart you fro, but help you from your foe. And I will make a melody, and sing here in your company. A word was said in prophecy 1,000 years ago.
At which point the angel, and presumably a choir of angels, will sing.